Arriving, arriving again and again each moment. A new arrival. Into this body, reconnecting with the sensations of being alive in this moment, sensations of this body. Grounded, rooted, earth on earth, sitting. And breathing. As we continue to arrive each moment, as if arriving at our home, a friendly, kind, safe space. Where the heart can relax. As if we're a newborn, swaddled in a comfortable, safe blanket all around us. Wrapped lovingly in a blanket of care, safety. Warmth. A blanket of metta. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, no expectations. No demands. Just sense of safety. Ah, the heart can relax. The body can relax. Sitting, landing, being in this blanket, in this field. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. You're welcome to try on this imagery for size. Seeing yourself, imagining yourself held lovingly in the gaze, on the lap, in the arms of a compassionate being. Or just simply being in their presence, a loving being. Maybe someone from your life. Either alive or passed away, as long as it doesn't bring up grief. Or an archetype. Maybe the Buddha. Gazing upon you with eyes of infinite compassion, care, safety. Are holding you. Feeling safe. You don't have to be any particular way or do anything to deserve this love or care. It's simply offered. Or the archetype may be Kuan Yin. the embodiment of infinite love and compassion. Or a being of light, or any other archetype that works for you, you have a personal relationship with, from any iconography, cultural, historical, religious. Feel free to use your imagination. Using the skillful means of your imagination. For a way, to find a way that this works for you. We're all different and individual. Landing. Inviting, letting each muscle of your body to relax in the safety, to soften. To receive and be held. An unconditional acceptance that is available. If judgments arise, self-criticism, especially see if it can soften, if it can release. in this field of metta. How the judgment, when held with, met with kindness, friendliness, safety, love, can let go and release on its own. receiving love, resting in love, abiding in love, abiding in friendliness, safety, metta. Every sensation, every breath, every thought, every emotion. Received with friendliness, perceived as if awareness now is imbued, is abiding in friendliness and goodwill. Knowing awareness intertwined, with gentle friendliness internally and radiating externally, abiding, abiding in metta, with each breath breathed in, breathed out, abiding in metta, breathing in, breathing out, as if each breath is breathing in goodwill, safety and friendliness, and breathing it out onto the world, imbued, infused, knowing awareness. And whatever thought, sensation, emotion. Awareness, friendly awareness, loving awareness comes to know. Doesn't reject, push away, or try to slap on kindness to get rid of. It just is patient, safe and friendly to all phenomena. And you might notice, you just might notice that in a container of safety, friendliness, ease, things might release more easily on their own. Things might let go of you on their own more easily when the time is right. self. So just as when release happens, releasing, letting go can be released into love, more love, acceptance, spaciousness, freedom, ease, beauty, in the same way, but in the other direction. So the relationship is bidirectional. Metta, love, spaciousness, safety can also serve as conditions, preconditions for letting go more easily when the time is right. The heart doesn't necessarily feel so contracted. There's support. There's a support of safety, metta, love, care. Like, oh, yes, sweetie, it's okay. It's okay. You can let go of this. It's okay. It's okay. There is love, compassion, kindness as support, as a cushion, as support for the letting go. So to keep that in mind as you continue this practice of letting go, that actually practice of metta can support it, is supportive. Not just letting go brings up more metta and love, but also metta can be supportive of letting go, of course. And the invitations this morning, there's so many different ways to practice metta. It's skillful means. And many of you who have come to Happy Hour know that Diana and I, by the count of Audio Dharma, have explored 400 different ways to explore metta in the past few years. So there are so many different ways, skillful means to practice it. And the way the invitation this morning was receiving, sense of receiving, feeling as if one is abiding, receiving love, friendliness, care, compassion, safety from a loving being, from a compassionate being, whether someone in your life or an archetype, whatever works for you. And the sense of their love, their care, their safety, awakening our own capacity, our own awareness to experience and be with kindness, both internally and externally, as if this kindness, this love gets imbued with our awareness, not separate. So metta and wisdom intertwined together as a way that every phenomena is met with awareness, with loving awareness. And as you practice, a couple of notes here. One is in this way, and this is wordless metta. Of course, there's beauty to practicing with phrases and another way. And all these ways are different ways to the temple, many different ways to the temple. Please explore them all. And this way to the temple, using our own imagination as skillful means, because metta is a cultivation practice. We use different tools to awaken what is already there, this feeling of safety, care, being cared for, which we all have in different ways. So finding the way awaken that. Maybe for someone, it's, oh, imagining lying on the grass in a sunny day and feeling, oh, safe and loved and just, oh, beautifully held by the universe. So maybe the sun is your compassionate image. Experiment. What can make you really soak it in, feel safe, cared for, loved, whatever it might be. And another thing to note is awareness imbued with metta, with love that connects or comes in contact with any phenomena, with sensations, with thoughts, with emotions, with contractions. Make sure there is not a hidden agenda. Well, then again, if there is a hidden agenda, you'll see it in time. So just be aware of it. The hidden agenda might be, oh, contraction. Okay, I'm gonna love it, so it goes away. If there's a hidden agenda, at some point it'll become more contractive, but it's okay. You'll see it in time. None of these things will go unnoticed. So just a word of caution, just to be aware of that. So love, metta, kindness, safety of the heart as a precondition, as a support, not a precondition, as a support. Well, let me tease them apart. I think there needs to be a sense of safety. So in some ways it is a precondition. Yes, I'll go with a stronger statement as a precondition for letting go. For letting go. Letting go. And one person had asked, and I'll give the answer here because it might be of benefit to everyone. If there is a mantra, an image, or something that can support this practice of letting go. And what has been helpful for me is simply the words let go, let go. Said very gently, very gently. Times when I'm practicing, just let go, let go, let go, let go. The gentleness is very important. You can bring a kind word maybe after, let go, sweetie, let go, dear one, let go. To make sure it's not let go now. Like, ouch, that is not going to work. So watch out for that. And also, you're welcome to explore any other words or images that work for you. If you're more visual, maybe the image of a hand releasing, opening, opening, opening. Or maybe it could be the image of, say, letting go and giving something to someone, like, or putting it up on the altar. See what images or words work for you. Trust your inner wisdom. Some of us are auditory, some of us are visual, maybe some of us are tactile. See what, maybe if you've given something, put something like the physicality of letting it go or giving a gift to someone. Because remember, chaga, this beautiful word, chaga, chaga. Relinquishing, letting go is also this act of generosity, giving to others. And speaking of chaga, this word, one thing I forgot to mention yesterday is that in the teachings, it is said that chaga is a condition for happiness. Chaga is a precondition for happiness. And when I saw this, when I was doing my research on this word chaga some years ago, when I fell in love with it, I thought that was quite intriguing. chaga as preconditioned for happiness. And then it made complete sense to me. Because when the heart is, it lets go, is generous, there's a sense of generosity of spirit, generosity of spirit. It doesn't hang on. It doesn't hang on to stuff. It doesn't hang on to grudges. It just doesn't hang on. It releases. And of course, that heart is happy. And I know someone who has that sense of release, and they're a very happy person, regardless of the conditions in their life, the ups and downs and challenges that they've had. I know they don't hold on to grudges. They don't hold on to stuff. Their heart has just this natural chaga, natural generosity, natural letting go. And they're very generous, actually, with whatever they have. It's beautiful, and they're just a happy person. So yes, it works. It works just as the suttas say. It's a condition for happiness. And with that, I like to a sense of appreciation also for all the generosities, all the chagas, all the generosities that have brought us together here in this container of practice. So many acts of generosity have brought us to this point. So many acts of generosity, giving, kindness that have brought all of us to this point. The generosity of our benefactors, our loved ones, our friends, everyone who's ever supported us, and all the challenges too in our life to bring us to this point. The generosity of all the practitioners who have come before us to offer their support, both in their practice and specifically having offered their support, their generosity to this container that's holding us, supporting us, hosting us, IRC. And the generosity of all the volunteers who've been supporting this retreat. Deep bows of gratitude to them. Just so much generosity. And the retreat managers, the retreat mentor, the back-end support, and so many people actually whose names you wouldn't know, who worked tirelessly in the background creating the infrastructures and all the forums and all the processes. And for years they've been working and they continue to be working. So all the support, all the yogis in the past who have come, who've supported, made IRC possible. This lovely, here's the meditation hall. Yes, I'm looking at it and my heart delights in the sun streaming through the meditation hall, making IRC possible, making the physical location, as well as our host, Moo the cat, all the people there, making all of those conditions possible. So expressing, so feeling a lot of generosity, a lot of gratitude for all the generosity that has enabled all of us to be here and spend this time practicing together. Such a gift. And the generosity of your practice. The biggest gift is your practice, is your dedication, is you being here and engaging over and over again in letting go, in metta, and cultivating your heart in goodness for yourself and others and the world. So deep bows of appreciation for you, for your practice, for your dedication. Thank you. And the managers, I believe, have an announcement.
Yes, excuse me. After the closing, you are welcome to stay for an informal social time to say hi to your fellow yogis. And online donations can be made at the link at the top of the retreat instructions page. Select the date of this retreat, designate the amount to direct it to the teachers, and the amount to IRC. If possible, please make donations within 3 weeks of the retreat. We value all of your donations and your generosity. Thank you, Deepa. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you, Joanne. And thank you for your service and support and all the other volunteers. Thank you. So now we have a time for walking meditation for 45 minutes. And then we come back for a sitting meditation for another 45 minutes in silence. And then on the schedule, we have communal temple cleaning. And I love that. It's a 20-minute time of temple cleaning. And just to say, if we were at IRC, we would all be attending to the temple that had supported us and we'd be cleaning and just respecting, honoring the space. And now guess what? At the beginning, we said that your home is your temple. So let's take 20 minutes to care for our temple lovingly, just whatever, washing dishes, dusting, vacuum, whatever it might be to show your love and appreciation, tidying up, whatever it might be. Just an act of appreciating our temple. And then we come back together 11:20 Pacific time, and please translate to your own time zones, dear earthlings. And we come back for one last time together for our closing circle. So thank you all and see you soon.